As a group of mostly female 20-something Clinton staffers chanted and waved Clinton for President signs, wall-to-wall TV screens at the bar featured Barack Obama delivering his victory speech from Houston, Texas, where he began campaigning last night for that state's delegate-rich March 4th primary. Clinton's loss to Obama doesn't concern State Senator John Erpenbach. He says Clinton spent less money than Obama in Wisconsin, and there's a long road ahead to the party convention this summer.
The money obviously made a difference, but at the same time, this is one state. You have to take a look at Texas, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, and that's, you know, you work really hard here, and then you move on. It's kind of like this huge concert tour. You work hard one night, then you move on to the next state the next night.
That sentiment was echoed by Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton, who endorsed Clinton early on. She told the small crowd of supporters and reporters last night she was proud of delivering about half of Wisconsin's delegates to Clinton and optimistic about delivering the entire state if Clinton wins the nomination.
We're looking for a partner in the White House for our vision for this state. We will be looking forward to this process as it unfolds and we bring Hillary Clinton to the White House.
Both Lawton and Erpenbach contend that health care reform is the key issue that divides the two leading candidates. They say Clinton's plan will bring health care coverage sooner to more of the nation's uninsured than Obama's plan will. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.